Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I've had an email from Pete. Now, Pete lives in Crawley. And, you know, yesterday we had some pet names on Flirt Divert. You know those cute little names? Those little names that people in love give to each other. Yeah. We had this message.
You all right, Chicken Bum? It's Mr. Tickles here. Really enjoyed last night. If you want to give us a call back and we'll meet up Saturday night again, bring your mate and we'll have a little party. TTFM for now. Bye.
I like him. So that was Chicken Bum and Mr. Tickles.
You all right, Chicken Bum? It's Mr. Tickles here.
It's got all the exotic language.
Bring your mate and we'll have a little party.
And then he signs off.
TTFM for now.
Oh, that should be TTFN. Otherwise, you're saying ta-ta for now. For now. Why was she called Chicken Bum? We never found that out, did we? Maybe, I've had a thought, maybe she can fire eggs across the room using only her buttocks. Now, if we had them on Best Guest Week, seriously, she would win it by a storm, wouldn't she? A human cannonball, think about it.
Yeah, she would. Know where to stand.
I'd like to have a human cannonball on this show at some point.
Would you? Do you not think if we had a human cannonball on the show, we might not be able to do it in this studio?
No, but we could close
as
off like, the road outside.
Approximately 20 foot wide and long.
We could close off the road outside and that'd be amazing. See, that person, whoever booked that, would definitely win the holiday to Northern France.
The human cannonball would just kind of dribble out in here. It wouldn't really explode.
It wouldn't be any good. And then we had Mr. Popular Pudding.
Well, this is... I tried to leave a message with you the other day, and it said the mailbox was full. You are such a popular pudding. Anyway, dearest, if you get a chance, I should be delighted to hear from you. Bye for now.
Now, these names, right, I guess it's fine to have them for each other if you're in love, but I think in the privacy of your own home, don't you?
Yeah.
Or when there's nobody else around. So Pete, who sent me the email... he heard Flirt Divert and has emailed about something that happened to him last week. He says... Oh, we need the music. I haven't got the flipping love music now, have I? I'll tell you what he says in a minute, but I feel that I need to have the correct music.
Okay.
All right?
Why? Is it a sad story or is it a good
story?
It's
just something that wouldn't go right with
maybe
this music I'm playing now.
Maybe while you wait for the music, you could tell us any of the names that you've been called.
I don't do that.
Well, we need.
I've never had a love.
You never had a
pet name,
haven't you?
Never.
Oh, right.
Nah. I haven't. Have you?
No.
Well, you wouldn't tell me though, would you? You kind of moved away from it.
No, I
quite
honestly
quickly
haven't.
Yesterday, didn't you?
Git is the closest I've been called by some girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that the girl that was eating the chips in the room in Hull?
Let's not go there again. Have you got the music now?
Right. Okay, I've got the music. So
my little chunky monkey.
So, Pete. Is that what you're calling me? No. Pete says... hi, Scott. Love the show. He didn't say that at all. He's never mentioned the show at all.
Did it to Steve Wright?
He hasn't put love the show. Hi, Scott. I was with my friends last week in my local pub, having a few beers, as you do. About 9:30, my girlfriend Hayley turns up after she'd finished work. Walks over to the table where me and my mates are sat and shouts, "Hello, Mr. Floppy Poppet!" Scott, I will never live this down with my friends. They have told everyone we know. She has ruined my life. Now, every time I see any of my friends, they greet me with a, whilst laughing, "Hello, Mr. Floppy Poppet!" Now, Pete, you don't explain in this email, maybe you want to email me back, why you're called Mr. Floppy Poppet in the first place.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I think Pete needs to start playing along with it a little bit.
Really?
Maybe he could change his name by deed poll to Mr. Floppy Poppet, then they'll soon get bored. We also don't know whether this is a long-standing nickname or maybe it's just happened the once. Who can say? Anyway, Pete, I'm...
You're really helping.
I'm really sorry to hear about this news, Mr. Floppy Poppet. Sorry. I can't resist it. Sorry. I'm as bad as your friends. I'm sorry. And I know it's bad, and she obviously didn't mean to do it in front of your friends, but seriously, I'm right when I say just keep it behind closed doors. What happens in the privacy of your own home, it's all fine. You can call each other what names you want. Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, time for number two of Best Guest Week. We had Sarah Beeney off of Property Ladder yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you for that, chappers. Today is the one that doesn't speak. It's been booked by the one that doesn't speak. A lot of people saying, is it Leon, winner of X Factor? No.
No.
Is it Chico?
No.
Is it Simon Cowell? No. It's not even Danny Minogue. Or Louis Walsh. As someone pointed out, Louis Walsh is on Radio 1 more than Vernon Kay is. Vernon works here.
If you work, statistically, if you work that out, that's probably true.
I think it probably is. Today, our guest is... Peter, the voiceover bloke off X Factor! Hello!
Good afternoon, listeners. Good afternoon, Scott. I'm raring to go. Look at me. I'm hot. Yes. It's a radio event.
Hi, Peter.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Do I have to keep this up?
No, probably not. Do you speak like that all the time?
No, I'd be arrested. Don't be ridiculous. I spoke like that all the time. Hey, listen, I heard a pre-apic dwarf one last year. Came in here with a vacuum cleaner. So
oh, yes.
I've actually brought a Dyson with me in case we get bored later.
That'd be excellent. Yeah, look, he was the best guest last time, you see, so you did well to bring in some kind of appliance. That's good.
I don't know if I could go through all that again, to be honest.
Now, you might not necessarily recognise Peter's face, but you'll know his voice because he's on pretty much everything on TV. Like this.
Live from London, it's the final of Britain's Got Talent. And now, please welcome your hosts, Ant and Dan. Live at 5 on 4, it's Paul O'Grady.
The search began with 100,000. Now, just 2 remain. Tonight, they're going head to head to win the £1 million recording contract. The biggest competition of the year is about to begin.
Wow. My God, even I'm excited.
See, I get really excited when I hear that bit at the beginning of X Factor, and that's all you, that is.
It's all me. It's you the even, best bit of the show, Scott.
You even did, you do E4, and you did some stuff for us last year as well, didn't you? Like this.
One Night with Laura, only on Radio 1. Radio 1.
That.
Well, guys, anybody who doesn't know me, you will get to know me by the end of the week. I won Glasgow, all the way from Belfast.
It's is that you as well?
No. Thing to race. It's shit. From the bottom of my heart, Laura and me, I think we're a match made in heaven. Give us a spark to start the flame, start the fire, because this fire ain't out yet.
Only on Radio 1.
That was Shep. Remember him? He's a bit of a player.
Yeah. He is indeed. That's the way I talk normally. You see, whenever I'm not on a radio, I talk like that all the time normally.
He wanted to win One Night with Laura to find Laura a new boyfriend. But then after that, we just recorded that, and he was kind of in the semi-finals. We went to the pub with him afterwards, and he went through his mobile phone and showed us all the saucy pictures of various girls he'd been knowing recently.
I missed that drink.
So he really wanted to win the competition, of course. It wasn't about the fact that he was on Radio 1 at all. And James, of course, who came, fourth. I think it was fourth, wasn't it, in the competition, is now Laura's actual boyfriend. So we kind of did find love for her in a sort of roundabout kind of way. Now, it's James's birthday today. I wonder if any more people are going to his party that he advertised on Facebook.
He
invited 106 people.
And
six people are going.
Six people were going.
Anyway, James, happy birthday for today. And I'm going to play you this from back in the day. This is when we first met you at One Night with Laura.
Babe, I'm back again.
It's been an absolute dream of mine all my life to go on Radio 1, and I really, really need to win this, guys. So please, please vote for James. To lose just wouldn't be an option now. I've just got to win it.
I'm back again.
Not one single mention of Laura in that at all. It's been his dream to be on Radio 1. Maybe you could do, in your voiceover style, a message for James, Laura's boyfriend. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, James. You're the man who put the ass into hit radio.
That's good. He'll love that. He really will. Could you, me and Colin Murray were having a go at this a while ago. We can't do it like you, because obviously you make your living shouting like that. Could you teach us how to do the X Factor names,
please? Of course I can, okay. Yes, yes.
Can we do a Ridian,
yeah, okay.
First of all?
Ridian! Ridian! No, you're taking the mic now. Listen again. Ladies and gentlemen, Ridian. Roll the S. The N.
I can't do that.
Ridian. Ridian. Closer. Ridian. Spot on. Ladies and gentlemen.
No, that's not right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ridian.
Peter sounds dramatic. You sound like a dodgy phone call.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Chabbers. And now, if it's the last thing I ever do, we're going to hear from the one who doesn't speak. You're right. He doesn't speak.
That's right. Now, can I ask, do you speak like... I mean, I asked you this before, but do you do that when you kind of, like, you know, call your kids in for dinner?
Come in for dinner!
No, I don't. No, don't...
Your tea is ready!
Want to get a table?
Turn that music down!
Do you think I'd be arrested and locked up for a very long time if I did that?
It's very impressive how you do it, because you do put everything into it.
It is. It's a real... You know, when I do the X Factor, I go down...
Because that's live, isn't it?
That's live. Yeah. Well, no, but my bits are pre-recorded. A lot of people think it is live, but my bits are pre-recorded on a Friday.
Right.
And I go into a studio in central London and literally spend an hour... Shouting. With the veins on my neck popping out, shouting and drinking water to try and rehydrate myself. The sweats... Honestly, I'm bleeding on the page by the end of the day. And... They now, work me like a dog in there.
It is the best job in the world, though, surely.
It's a fantastic job. It really is great, because...
Is it easier than my job, you think?
I can walk outside from here, nobody knows who you are, which is great. You know, it's like working on radio, nobody knows who you are.
So yeah. That's true. It's very true. Now
you have got all the voiceovers sewn up, though, haven't you?
He's on everything.
Not everything, no, I wouldn't say everything. It just so happens at the end of last year, everything came at once. We had X Factor, we had Cirque du Celebrity, Paul O'Grady, Family Fortunes, all on air on the same night.
You're always on.
And, yes, it just sometimes it works like that. It's a bit of an overkill, but, you know, well, it's work. I'm only feeding my kids.
People are texting in things they want you to say now.
Oh, yes.
Off of E4, right?
Yes.
Stick it in your telly hole.
Okay.
And do that.
Pumping thick dollops of loveliness into your telly hole.
That's it?
Yes.
Very good.
Get me a towel. I feel dirty.
Lots of people want to go for a drink with you.
Yes.
Craig in Tillicoultry says, me and my mates would love to go for a drink with Peter the voiceover man.
Where is he from?
Tillicoultry.
Where the hell's that? You can't even say it. Never mind, know where it is.
If you want to text in with anything that you would like Peter the voiceover man of X Factor to say, then we can do that for you.
It's a ruddy meat market.
And seriously, normally it costs a lot of money. So, I mean, this is for free.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Before Newsbeat, we'll talk about those slightly gross love names that people in love give to each other, little nicknames. And we were saying that maybe they should just do it in the comfort of their own home. Don't broadcast it, you know?
Yeah.
It was after we got an email from Pete in Crawley, whose girlfriend last week, Hayley, walked into the pub where he was there with his mates and went, what was the nickname?
Mr. Floppy Poppet.
Hello, Mr. Floppy Poppet. And since then... it's all gone wrong with his mates, and obviously they're having a field day with it.
As you would as a mate, wouldn't you?
Well,
it's like a gift from heaven.
You'd rinse it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Kerry.
Where are you right now, Kerry?
I'm in Bournemouth train station.
Oh, yeah. Are you on a train?
Yes, I am.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going to pool. I'm going home from work.
Okay, how can I help?
My boyfriend calls me a slightly weird nickname. He calls me Squirty or Squelcher, depending how he's feeling.
I'm sorry, say that again. He calls you...
Squirty or Squelcher.
I'd leave this one here, Scott.
Should I cut her off?
It's not for disgusting reasons, though.
The next station is what?
It's not for disgusting reasons, though.
Oh, hang on. I just want to hear the announcement.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, what did he say?
He said the next station would be Paul.
Oh, excellent. Right, so you're going to get off the train in a minute, aren't you?
Are you going to ask why?
What? Ask Squirty why?
Yeah.
Why do they call you Squirty, Squirty? Squelcher?
I don't know. He just sort of made it up one day, and there we are. The weird thing is he's recently started calling the cat Squelcher as well.
Okay, that's weird.
So it's sometimes Squirty and sometimes Squelcher?
Yeah,
does
sometimes.
That depend on you or his mood?
That depends on him.
And what do you call him?
I just call him JC.
JC.
That's a bit of a boring one.
And when he says it, does he go like a love voice? Squirty.
Yeah, a little bit. Hello, Squirty.
Ew. Well, all right, that's brilliant. That's awful for you, maybe.
I know. I like it, anyway.
Does he do it in public?
Only around our friends.
And the
that's bad enough.
And the cat now has the same pet name as you?
Just occasionally. It's a bit weird. I don't quite know what he's doing to the cat, but I think it's okay anyway.
Okay, good. Right, I'll let you go to pool now.
Okay, then.
God.
Did try to tell you to leave it.
Yeah, I should have left it right. See, I should listen to you more often, don't I? When you say leave it, I should just leave it.
I mean leave it.
Yeah. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, how you doing, mate?
Hello, who's that?
It's Pete.
Hi, Pete. What can I help you with?
My mate does something quite embarrassing to me every time we're out. He likes to take the mick at the fact that when I was younger, I used to be a male cheerleader. So he likes saying it in front of the women every time we're out.
Oh, right. So you're trying to chat up a girl.
Yeah.
Hi there, my darling. And then your mate just goes, he used to be a male cheerleader.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. He just shouts it all over the place. So Mikey B, if you're listening, you're an absolute nasty person to do that.
Excellent.
You used to be a male cheerleader.
Yeah, cheers, Dave.
Right, you are...
Dave.
Yeah, Chappers.
Sorry, I'll blend
it. No, he deserved it. Sorry. You're making it as bad as his mate is.
I'm not.
Love.
At all.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Did you have pom poms and everything?
That's not funny. I get that all the time.
No, did you?
Did you?
No,
genuinely.
I'm intrigued.
They used to call me Pom Pom Pete.
Pom Pom Pete.
Who were you a cheerleader for?
Used to be Wigan Athletic.
Oh. And when did you stop doing that, Pom Pom Pete?
Yeah, I stopped it last year.
Right, stop laughing, Chappers. You're not helping at all. Right, it's good to speak to you, Pom Pom.
Cheers, mate.
Love you. Podcast. We've got Peter, the voiceover guy from X Factor, in today. Thanks for being on.
Very welcome. Thank you for asking.
Razor Light and America on Radio 1. Could you say, this is for me, please. Could you say, Scott Mills... He's just seen an invisible bee.
Scott Mills, he's just seen an invisible bee.
A lot of people will know what that's on about.
What the hell's wrong with you?
It's I was on the Celebrity Big Brother hijack the other day. My eyes went a bit weird. I don't know why. But it was one of the most watched things on YouTube yesterday.
The clip on YouTube has now been watched more than the actual programme was. Isn't that true?
That's probably true. What else have we got? Can you? A lot of people want you as their message alert. So you know, when they get a message on their phone. So can you do, Liz, you've got a message.
Liz, you've got a message.
Fabulous. Get him to sing Candy Shop.
Do you know, this is the first time I've actually been in front of a microphone and not being paid for it.
I know. Oh, can you do it?
I've got mug written on my face.
We do this thing on a Friday. Maybe we could play this on Friday, where I go, it's a bloody Friday!
Is this the BBC?
Like that. It's only been
do
a Friday.
Do you want me to say that?
Could you have one of those, please?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry, what was it again?
It's only Blur Friday.
It's only Blur Friday, yeah. It's only Blur Friday!
That's fabulous, thank you very much. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in Greenwich.
Okay, how old are you, Sam?
I'm 16.
Okay, and you can do Peter, as it were.
Pardon?
You can do an impression of Peter.
I think I can do a really good impression.
When did you discover you had this talent?
Well, because he's been everywhere on the X Factor, and it was mainly from your show I sort of started practicing it. Because you know when he was going on about Rydian, how he says Rydian,
yeah.
Then I started practicing it, and it went really good.
Okay, well, yeah, big yourself up,
good man.
Okay, let's hear it then.
Okay, so
take your time,
ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Rydian.
Wow. Can we have the Rydian again because you broke up?
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rydian. I can't believe it. Peter Dixon, he's on Radio 1. And I'm in my room, in a little small room in Greenwich. I cannot ruddy believe it.
That was actually got a lot better.
That was
fantastic.
Right. That was okay.
All right, you can be officially be my deputy.
Yeah.
So, Peter, was I good? Did I sound a little bit like you?
It was very, very good. More
thank
than a little.
So
that was
much.
Scary.
All right,
I appreciate it.
No problem. It's very nice talking to you, too.
I love you, Peter.
I love you, too.
You.
In a manly way.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay, that's weird. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
If you're still listening, Pom Pom Pete, you've got a lot of love on 81199. Pom Pom Pete is awesome. You've got to be flipping strong to be a cheerleader. I've got a cheerleading team and we're crying out for a male cheerleader. There you are, Pom Pom Pete. Not everyone's laughing.
Radio 1 podcast.
Quite a few cheerleading groups texting in who would really like a male member. They're crying out for one. yeah. Oh, oh, a male
you've
cheerleader.
You blushed through the tan.
And Chappers is. Chappers
I'm volunteering.
Chappers is showing me something amazing on YouTube just
well,
now.
Speaking to Pom Pom Pete, remind me, before Christmas, and I can't remember what game it was, it might have been in a Carling Cup game. Blackburn Rovers had a male cheerleader. I can't remember who they were playing, but if you go onto YouTube and you type in male Blackburn cheerleader, you do get the footage of this lad as part of the cheerleading trip.
Why hasn't he got pom-poms and the girls have?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's like holding him back slightly. He also appears, you can only just about make out the female next to him, but he appears to be dancing something different to the rest
he
of
does,
them.
He does, yeah, he's slightly out of time. However, imagine the chicks you'd meet if you were a male cheerleader.
It'd be fantastic.
You'd meet lots of females who are cheerleaders.
You would.
Also, I don't know, maybe someone could tell me, but I doubt there's that many male cheerleaders, right? So, do they share the same dressing room as the girls?
Well, they must have, because there can't be like lots of different cheerleading dressing rooms, so yeah. They must be.
Mike in Plymouth says, that's brilliant. You'd meet loads of girls. Where do I sign up? Yeah, Pom Pom Pete will get all the birds. What a clever guy.
Yeah. Paul in Wigan says Pom Pom Pete was the best looking of the Wigan cheerleaders. Radio 1.
Pom Pom Pete is the best looking cheerleader of the Wigan team. Is that what you're saying?
That I'm not saying that. I've never seen them. Doing. That's Paul in Wigan who said.
Right.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And it's day 2 of Best of the Guest Week. And it's Peter, the voiceover bloke off X Factor and loads of other things.
Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Right, now, Chappers, you know the idea of this week is for you and Laura and the one that doesn't speak as the team on the show to book the best guest, yeah. And I will decide who that is on Friday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Sarah Beeny. Today, Peter.
Yeah.
You don't know what your prize is if you get the best guest by the end of the week, do you?
No, you didn't know what the prize was yesterday.
Well, so. Now I do.
Okay.
And here it is. It's a once-in-a-lifetime prize.
Yes! How do you fancy a luxury holiday in exotic northern France? That's right, exactly the same weather as the UK, but they talk a different language. You'll be staying with Scott's dad in his new holiday home in Normandy. Yes, it's a weekend you'll never forget at Chateau Mills. There's so much to do in northern France. Go to the boulangerie, visit the boucherie, stuff your face in the patisserie, and, that's about it. This luxury holiday with Scott's dad could be yours if you book the best guest this week. Good luck.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the amazing prize.
Have you really thought about this?
What do you mean?
Well, Laura really fancies your dad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she'd love that.
She'll pull out all the stops to...
And you don't fancy a weekend in northern France with my dad, is that what you're saying?
I fancy a weekend in northern France with your mum.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know. All right. Oh, dear. Oh, no. Right, okay. Oh. Well, that could be yours this week if you win on Radio 1.
Right, then.
Right.
I went to northern France last year.
Yes.
I took my kids there and... Yeah. I couldn't believe how boring it was.
Don't say that.
My children this year said, please, please, whatever you do, Dad, never take us back to northern France.
My dad likes it, and you could as well, Chopper.
There's okay. Nothing going on.
Well, you know, the one that doesn't speak would love that, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah,
Laura would like it more, I think.
I'd quite like it.
She'd like it because she gets to spend quality time with my dad.
Okay. Over a crepe.
Peter, a couple more things to do.
Yeah, okay.
The team at unofficialmills.co.uk would really like you to say something because they love you.
Okay.
Chopper calls them Geek World. It's
your fan club, is it?
His
fan club.
And if you could just do in your really kind of big voice.
Okay, what do you
I love.
Don't put on a geek voice at
all. I love Unofficial Mills.
I love Unofficial Mills.
Oh, they'll love that. Yeah. Oh, they'll love that.
They're geeks.
Oh, stop it. Also, we've been having this thing on our show where we were playing old horror movies and then a small child phoned up with a kind of saying from that horror movie.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
This is a bit scary. So it's, they're coming to get you, Barbara, in whatever voice you want, voiceover man.
I'll do it in the only voice I know. They're coming to get you, Barbara.
That's good. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I've got my Derek Acora impression.
Your Derek and Cora impression.
Yeah, Derek Acora.
Go on then.
Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Richard.
And a few from our listeners as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we have John the Trucker? You're as hot as pancakes.
John the Trucker. You're as hot as pancakes.
That's pretty good.
Wow. You've done about 10 grand's worth of work.
He seriously has.
You haven't seen the invoice yet.
Listen to this. Scott, tell the other guests.
It's been typed outside there. It's running just 7 pages already.
Tell the other guests not to come in. They will never beat this man. He is legendary. You see?
I told you I was hot.
That's pretty hot.
I'm a legend.
This is good. Fling me round by my nostrils and chuck your ruddy great big spanner in my face. That's a good one. People will want that as their message alert on their phone.
Okay, right. Okay. Listen, okay.
It's the last one.
This
there.
Is for your listeners. Okay.
Fling me round by my nostrils and chuck your ruddy great big spanner in my face.
Oh, yeah, I could do this that. All day. I love that. That's a good one. Yeah. Right. Listen, thank you very much, Peter.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
For coming in today.
Okay.
Peter Dixon is day two of our Best of the Guest Week. Thank you very much.
If I win, do I have to go to Northern France too?
Yes, you do.
Please, no. Radio 1
Podcast. Right, what I'm about to tell you is completely true, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly, if you can, try and imagine this.
Do I need to close my eyes then?
Probably.
Okay.
Stacey Gale is a lady from Edmonton in Canada, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just found this out today. And she's just had some surgery to cure her from an illness, but she's absolutely fine now. She's a lot better, but she wasn't well for a while. She had this condition. Have a guess what condition she suffered from. It's quite weird.
It's not another person who can't get rid of the hiccups, is it?
No, but it's kind of along those lines.
Is it?
Kind of. It's weird. No, it's not, but you know what I mean? It's weird enough to be one of those kind of stories.
What is it, then?
It's nothing to do with hiccups.
So it's nothing like somebody who's got hiccups?
Well, it's just a strange condition is how it is similar.
Okay, what is it?
This girl would collapse every time she heard a Sean Paul record. Just give me the light and pass the joke. Clean out, just collapse. Now, about 18 months ago, she realised...
Amazing knack talent to have, actually.
She realised... Was he going to hear it?
I think there are a few artists that I would like to pass out.
Who else would you like to have the condition with?
I'd love to have it with Will Young.
Mm. Anyway, 18 months ago, she realised...
I'd love to have it with Will Young, obviously.
Whenever she heard Sean Paul, she'd have some kind of seizure. But now she's had brain surgery, and she can listen to Sean Paul now as much as she wants.
That must be a relief.
Probably not a lot.
Must be a relief for her.
See, there wouldn't be a problem so much now, would it? Because you don't hear him as much.
No.
But, say, like, 5 years ago, God, he was on every 10 minutes everywhere, wasn't he? Every time she hears him. Shake that thing. Oh, collapse. Can I shake that thing, Miss Annabella? Shake that thing, yeah. Now, we know you're doing that thing about good excuses to push into the queue at supermarkets.
Yeah.
That would be a brilliant one, wouldn't it? Excuse me. I think Asda FM there are about to play Sean Paul, and I might actually collapse. So if I could just get to the front of the queue, thanks very much. Poor lady, she's all fine now, and she can listen to Sean as much as she wants, which I'm sure she does a lot. Scott Mills. This is Radio 1. Radio 1.
podcasts.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hello, who's that?
It's Steve here.
Hi, Steve, where are you tonight?
I'm on the M25 driving back from London to Liverpool.
Okay, and how can I help?
I was just meaning to let you know that I'm in Liverpool University, and at the beginning of last semester I joined the cheerleading team. I just want to know what you think about that.
Who's laughing?
It's probably the best decision I've made. Right. And I made a lot of good decisions in my time.
So listen to your mate. So you're a male cheerleader?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many men and how many women in the cheerleading group?
Roughly, I'd say there's a co-ed team. It's like mixed as male and female, and there's all girl. And all together, I'd say there's about between 50 and 60 girls, and I think about 8 guys.
Wow.
Right. And I think out of those 8 guys, I'd say about half are straight.
Wow.
So
four straight ones.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I think it's good. It's good. Are you a straight one or a gay one?
I'm a straight one.
Just checking. And what made you do it?
Well, I went to the Freshers' Fair, like, to join a sports team, and like, I went to all the masculine ones. Like, I was going to do like American football, rugby, you know, a lot of crazy like fighter ones, and then these girls came up to me, like, join the cheerleading squad. I said, nah, no way, that sounds terrible. And I took a look around at the girls around me, and they were smoking, to say the least. So seemed like the obvious choice, really.
They were smoking. Right, so you did do it just to meet loads of hot chicks?
No, I obviously did it for the love of the sport as well.
Yeah, that's right. Are there separate changing rooms?
No, everyone just gets changed in front of each other.
Good morning. It's all very free and easy by the sounds of it. Excellent.
Yeah.
And could you give me an example of what you do when you're out there?
I'm called a back spot, which means that I stand behind the girl that's being lifted, and there's a move that we do called a lib, which means I have to put my hand in between her two buttocks and hold her shin and lift her up above my head.
Do you have to shout anything?
Get a pretty good view from down there.
Do you have to shout anything?
like what, Scott?
Oh, you know, just some kind of cheerleader chant.
We don't actually. Well, it's more. There's more like you make noises more than chant.
Yeah, I can imagine.
There is quite a hardcore dance involved, which I don't really want to get into. But
it sounds brilliant. I might have to come down and see that sometime.
Yeah, you should do.
I seriously joined the wrong clubs at university.
Radio One Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.